Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 307. 307 as we reach the halfway point in our mitzvah shiurim, and today we are discussing the mitzvah. We start the mitzvahs of Shavuos. We had the mitzvahs of Pesach. There were five mitzvahs related to the Omer, actually, after Pesach. And now we have the mitzvahs relating to Shavuos. First is the mitzvah of the special karban that is brought on Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem, as we will see, along with its related karbanos. Then we have the two mitzvahs related to Malacha on Shavuos, the Aseh of Shvisa on Shavuos and the Los Aseh of not doing Malacha on Shavuos. Then we get into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, continue straight in the calendar. Says the Torah in Parachav Gimel, where we are up to, after we spoke about Sfiras HaOmer, until the seventh week, after the seventh week, count 50 days, v'hikraftem mincha chadasha l'Hashem. Then you bring a mincha chadasha, a new mincha l'Hashem. One second, a new mincha. Didn't we already bring a new mincha? That was the Karban HaOmer. So as we will see, they're both new. Just the new one, the Omer, is from the new barley grain, and the Shtei HaLechem that is brought on Shavuos is from the new wheat grain. They're both matirs, they both are new. The Omer matirs the world for eating chadash. Everybody's allowed to eat chadash after the Omer is brought, but you still can't bring a carbon mincha or maybe the oil and the wine from anything new, and that has to wait until Shavuos when we bring the Shtei HaLechem, and that matters even Chadash in the Mikdash. Says the Torah, continuing, from your Moshavos, meaning Eretz Yisrael, bring Lechem Tenufa, bring the Lechem that is waved. As we will see, we wave the Shtei HaLechem. And not only that, Shtayim, Shnei Esronim, two Lechem, Shnei Esronim, Sholas Tiyena, Chameit Teyafena. Another exception to the rule. Shtei HaLechem is made out of chametz. Omer, we mentioned, was one of the exceptions to the rule. That came from barley. Most karbanos mincha come from wheat. But Shtei HaLechem comes from wheat, but it's exceptional to the rule in that it comes from chametz. Very few karbanos mincha are chametz. A couple of the karban toda loaves are chametz, and Shtei HaLechem is chametz. Bikurim Hashem, it is the first of the grains. The Hikraftem al Lechem, and the Torah continues and tells us that along with the Lechem we bring Shivas Kvasim Tamimim B'nei Shana, seven sheep, Parben Bakar Echad, one cow, the Elim Shnayim, two rams, Yu Olo Lashem, all of these 10 animals are Olos, Umin Chasam and Eskehem, Yishereach Nichoach Lashem. These should not be confused with the Karbanis Musaf. That's besides, that's in Parshas Pinchas, but these are the special ones that go with the Shtei HaLechem. V'asisem sirizim echal lechatas, u'shnei chvasim neishana l'zavach shlamim, two kvasim that go with it. Also, exception unique to the rule, kivsei, these are called the kivsei atzeras, sheep that are brought as a shlamim, these are the only shalmei tzibur that we bring, and they are brought along with the Shtei HaLechem. Okay, that's some of the psukim. And I'm sorry, one last pasuk. V'heinif ha-kohen osam al-lechem ha-bikurim to follow after Hashem. The kohen waves them all al-shtei kvasim. As we will see, the kohen's going to wave the bread with the sheep. Kodesh yu l'Hashem la-kohen, and they are holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have Shavuos. Of course, and b'etzem ayam hazeh mikra kodesh yu l'Hashem. Kol malach ha-zavod el-osasu. That will get into the next mitzvah. Okay, here we go. Says the chinuch. La-hakriv b'yom chag ha-shavuos. We shall bring on Shavuos, which is what we call Shavuos. In the Torah, it doesn't say it's Shavuos. Pesach, the Erev Pesach is called Chag HaPesach. Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. But this, if you look in the Torah, there is no name. It just says Ukratzim Be'etzem Hayam Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. There's no specific name given. Just like if you look at the next one, which we'll get to, on Rosh Hashanah, it's not called Yom HaDin in the Torah either. Becha L'Chodesh, Yelachem Shabbos, so Zichron Shul Mikra Kodesh. Right, the names, a lot of the names that we have are the names that we give, not the ones that the Torah gives. So we call it Shavuos because it's after Shavuos, after the weeks that we count. So we bring on Shavuos, Lechem Chametz, Minchita Chadasha. We bring Chametz, leavened bread from the new wheat, Vezeh Nikra Bakasuv, Mincha Chadasha, Vehem Shtei Kikaros, they are two loaves, Kemosha Kasuv, Mimosh Vosechem Tavio Lechem Tnufa, Shtayim Shnei Esronim. And as we said, this is Matir the Chadash to be brought in the Mikdash, as the Minchas Chinuch says, right across from where we are, Dir Matzal Vehinei, V'chutz l'azeh asa lavi shum karbon min hatvua o nesachim. One is not allowed to bring any new grain or any wine libations to the mikdash. Kodem sheyakrav shtei alechem. You cannot bring it from the new produce or grain until the shtei alechem is brought. V'shtei alechem heima bikurim b'mikdash. V'shtei alechem matir lahavi minachos mishana zu. Good. Continues the chinuch. V'enin hayakein. What exactly occurred? Shahayim ivin shalosh se'im chitim chadashos. They brought three sa'ah of wheat, new wheat, v'shafen osan, and you scrub it, and you sift it, u'boatin b'hen, and you bank it, k'derach kol ha'menachas, v'tochrin osan, and it's ground up, u'menafin b'hen, shnei asoron, and b'shem esrei nafa, and out of the entire amount of shalosh se'in, we take out two esronin, where it's sifted very finely, shnei esrei nafa, v'lochin osav osan b'hen shnei chalos, and we take all of that flour, and whatever's left, and we make two chalos out of it, u'mevi sa'or, v'nozol otochi saron. And even though, amazingly, though there's usually an Isser Daraisa, which we had earlier in Sefer Vayikra, to be mechametz a karban mincha, here it's part of the mitzvah that you must be mechametz the shtei halachem. So you bring sa'ar, you bring the leavening agent, and we put it into the saron, which causes it to rise. Varak al chala, and every chala has a specific measurement, 7 tvachim long, 4 tvachim wide, it's 4 etzba'os tall, merubos hayu, va'ofenosan, and the sides were squared off, va'ofenosan me'erav yantif, and it is cooked in erav yantif, the afia, the baking of the shtei halachem is not doche yantif. It is baked on Erev Yantif. And if Erev Yantif is Shabbos, then it's baked 2 days before Yantif. It's not Docha Shabbos or Docha Yantif. That is called Machshirin. Machshirin, preparatory stages to the mitzvah. That is not Docha Shabbos or Yantif. Ulamachar Acher Hanafasan. And the next day on Shavuos, after you wave it, as I'll describe more in depth soon, you wave the Shealechem. After that, Hayinechalos Lekohanim, Koloso Yom, Vechati Elayla. It's eaten by the Kohanim, the Shealechem. We'll see which Kohanim. That day and half the night, only half the night, as Chazal say that we only give him half the night. Kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. Va'osa mincha. Now the chinuch describes what is the tafkid, what is the purpose of this karban. Va'osa mincha he rishon lachol manachas abos manachitim is the first one. Umakrivim alechem, and you bring with the lechem, as we saw read in the psukim, 7 sheep and 1 par and 2 elim and a seer lachatas. Ushnei chavasim l'shlamim. Those are the unique karbanos. Those are the only shlamim that are tzibur. Those are the only shlamim that are kadshei kadshim. Shnei kvasim l'shlamim. Ve'elu hina karbanos ha'amuras b'chumash ha'pekudim. Kol zeh ha'yakarif im alechem. Milvad karban musuf hayom. Shu shnei parim v'ayalecha v'shnei v'chlasim la'olah. This is all besides the karban musuf. U'seir izim l'chatas. Elu hina karbanos ha'amuras b'sefer v'yikra. These are all the ones that are in Vayikra. And Befer Shesparkim, Perek Revi, look in Menachas to get more out of it. The same issue that we dealt with in the Karban HaOmer, we deal with in the Karban Shtei HaLechem. We mentioned Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zhalti, in the past mitzvahs. The same issue is brought up by Rabbi Cement in the Mitzvahs HaMelech regarding the Shtei HaLechem. If you think about Lundus-wise, this Karban is brought on Shavuos. But what does that mean? Is it a Karban HaChag? Or is it a karban that happens to be brought on Shavuos, but it really has its own identity as a matir? Same kind of question that we asked about the Omer, where Rav Zhalti proved that, at least by the Omer, it was not a karban achag. And that's why we don't mention it in Musaf. And that's why the Rambam says that karban of the karban Omer only goes to the mishmar of that week. The difference is, the problem is somewhat, that we don't mention the Shtei HaLechem and Musaf of Shavuos either. But the Rambam says that it goes to all the Kohanim. Meaning, it sounds like it's a Karban HaChag, not Dafka Karban of today. So it's a little more unclear what exactly, how we treat this Karban Shtei HaLechem. Is it Chag? Is it unique? The Mitzvah Zemalach assumes that it's a Machlokas, between Machlokas Rishonim. He thinks that the Rambam holds it's a Chovas Hayom, while the Chinuch thinks it's a unique matir, because the Chinuch parallels the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. Okay, either way, that is an important point of Lundus that one can research. Misharsi HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the ideas behind this mitzvah. Misharsi HaMitzvah. What is the message of the Shtei HaLechem? Remember, the two poles of Karbanos that surround Sfiras HaOmer. Interestingly, we call it Sfiras HaOmer. We don't call it Sfiras Shtei HaLechem, which you might have called it, because one is the carbon where we're counting from, and one is the carbon that we're counting to. So we call it Sfiras HaOmer, though. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, because not the Mitzvah HaOmer. Shei B'Seder Zeh. Got Masha Maspik, Gam L'Shei HaLechem, Asad Apshat. First of all, the message that I said about the Omer applies to here, too. What's the message of the Omer? As he said earlier, it's to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of our Parnasa. And therefore, we have to bring the first parts, the first grains that grow, and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in Yana Diyoma, there's a Chassam Sofer that says today, Lag BaOmer, is the day that the months started falling. So again, that's a connection to today's mitzvah, in that the Omer and the Shnei Halachim are there to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the Parnasa. V'od Omer li libil b'inyan. But I have another idea when it comes to the Shnei Halachim, says the Chinuch. Ki mipnei zeh ha'isa ha'mitzvah b'chitim li'os ha'mincha b'kikara shalachem. I think that the message of the wheat being brought now, u'b'mincha sarim b'kemach, l'fisha achitim l'machal adam, al-kein roi l'achina b'inyan sh'adam nana v'nizo mehem. I think that the difference why this carbon is wheat, the previous carbon was barley, was because wheat, as we know, is machal adam, and that's why you have to bring lechem. Shtei lechem, you don't bring it as flour, because flour is not edible to people. If I eat raw flour, I'm going to make a shahako. But if I am symbolizing food consumption of people, so therefore that's why it has to be bread. Masha Inkin, when it comes to the carbon haomer, which is machal behema, it's saorin, that's why it is brought as flour. And this is part of the message that we said earlier, that the earlier one was the Omer, it comes from Machal Behema, and the later one comes from Machal Adam. I didn't mention it then. I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan before. There's a beautiful piece in the Eilehe Moadai, Rav Schlesinger Sefer on Shavuos, in Simen Kuf Samach, about the carbon omer and the Shtei Lechem. At the end of the piece, he says everything that he heard here is from Rav Pinchas Friedman, the Dayan in Bells, but this is the piece. He quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that in Mitzrayim, right, in Yonah Diyom as well, Rav Shebe Mitzrayim haya dibur begalus. Dibur was begalus in Mitzrayim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had trouble speaking. So what exactly does that mean? It's a Zohar, so it's difficult. But what does it mean, Dibur was begalus? So says the Rav Pinchas Friedman, Dibur was begalus because, as we know, Dibur is what differentiates man and animal. Dibur as a reflection of intellect. It makes us different. It makes us unique. Right? That's our Dibur, Koch HaDibur, like the Unkelus in Parshas Bereishis. That's what makes us unique. When we use our Dibur properly for Torah, for mitzvos, for constructive purposes, so that fulfills our potential to the highest degree. When we left Mitzrayim, we couldn't do that because we didn't have the Torah yet. That's what it means that Dibur was begalus. Dibur couldn't be used. The koach Dibur of human beings couldn't be used to its climax, to its ultimate potential, because we didn't have the Torah yet. Only later on when we received the Torah. He says that's the message of the Omer and the Shtei Halachem. What does it mean that we bring a carbon Omer made out of Sa'orin animal food on Pesach, going up to Shavuos where we bring food that's eaten by people? Because when we left Mitzrayim, we were on the level of animals. Because we didn't have the Torah yet. Masha Enkin, 50 days later, when we got the Torah, now we can be on the level of human beings, because that's what makes us unique. By the Nefesh, the Nishmas Adam, the Koach HaDibur that we have. And then he even says beautifully, he says maybe that's the Pshat, by Bilam HaRasha. Vayiftach Hashem es piha ason. We know the donkey turns around and starts talking to Bilam. Answered Pinchas Friedman, why did Hashem make such an ace? Why didn't he just make a basco come out of heaven and say, Bilam, don't go! Hashem doesn't want you to go! No, you have to have the animal turn around and talk to Bilam. Why? So he explains, because in the animal is in effect saying, Bilam, you're going to use your koach HaDibur to curse the Jews. You're going to use this to negatively affect Klal Yisrael. You're going to do something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather you not do? So if that's true, you're no better than me. You're no better than a talking donkey. Because that's the message why Dafka, the animal, is given that power. Shemishtamish Adam b'koach HaDibur shelo lahara l'achirim, kamo sha'asa Bilam, shemishtamish HaDibur shelo l'kalel, bofan kazeh, ein shum mosar ha'adam ala behema. And that's why Hashem Dafka, v'yiftach Hashem, S.P. Ha'ason. And that's the message of the Karban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, and that's why one is from barley and one is from wheat. So again, that's another idea behind the Sharash of the Mitzvah of the Omer. What is oft quoted by a number of the Mefarshim here is the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar right here in our Pasuk also deals with this issue of what is the message of the Mincha Chadasha. Says the Klei Yakar, isn't it interesting that nowhere in the Torah does it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this day of Shavuos, is Maamad Har Sinai? Doesn't say that in the Torah. And also, says the Klei Yakar, nowhere in the Torah does it say that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Two of the major elements of the holidays, and it doesn't say that. Why doesn't the Torah say that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? It just says that it's a Yontif on the first day of Tishrei. Why doesn't it say that Shavuos is Kabbal Maimon Har Sinai? No, it just says that it's the holiday 50 days after Pesach. Why? says the Klei Yakar, because the messages of those holidays really have to be every day in our life. And Hashem didn't want to say today is Yom HaDin, because then you'll think, oh, the rest of the time I can do whatever I want, I'm not going to be judged. Really, every day is Yom HaDin. And Hashem didn't want to say today is Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Because really, every single day of our life, we have to feel that we have a new Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Klei Yakar right here. Ve'kraftem mincha chadasha l'Hashem, simin liyom matan Torah, ki haTorah tzricha lios chadasha eitzel ha'adam b'chol yom. The Torah has to be new to us. Kilo hayom kiblo me'ar Sinai. As if we got it today. And he says, that's why it doesn't say it beferish in the Torah. Ki Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, and this is Matan Torah Sinai. Like I wrote in the Olos Ephraim, that's his other sefer. Shal Matan Torah, lo ratz Hashem lahag bil yom yadua. Lufi shetzarech adam shiyedome lo b'chol yom b'yom. Mikol yom os Hashanah. Ki lo b'os ha'yom ki lo me'ar Sinai. That's what we have to feel like. Ki b'emes amur azal. That's what Torah compares, Chazal compared the Torah to the milk that comes from a mother. A baby never gets tired of the milk. He always thinks it's beautiful and delicious, and he nurses and nurses. Why? There's always a tam chadash. There's always a new taste. So too, every time we open up a sefer, kacha Torah, kalahogiba, mosa bechol yom tam chadash. We always find new and deeper tastes in the Torah. And that's why, ein yom nesinasa mevuar matora yoser mimasha nirmaz, bavas mincha chadasha. It just says mincha chadasha. Lahoros, shahat Torah, mincha chadasha b'chol yom v'yom. The Torah is a new present for us every single day. V'hayu b'shtei alechem ha-chametz. And that's why, even b'shtei alechem, it's dafka chametz. Why? This is another remez. It's chametz because, as the Gemara says in Brachos, the Torah is the antidote, is the refuah for the Yetzirah. Chametz is the symbol of the Yetzirah. So dafka, this karban, Yetzirah, Torah, all together to symbolize the connection between the two of them. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Li Torah, Tavlin. And that's why, Dafka, this one is allowed to be Chametz, because the Yetzirah could be conquered with the power of Torah. And he says the same thing with Rosh Hashanah, being Yom HaDin, not being mentioned. Kedesh lo yelech adam b'shrimas libo. V'yisaga lavonus, kol yomos Hashanah. Yeah, I'm not being judged today. I can do whatever I want. Rosh Hashanah is next week. No. Rosh Hashanah is every single day. Every night, our neshama goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get cleansed, that they stand in judgment. V'yachshov v'sakin ma'isa b'yosa korv liyom Hashem shebo yeshev akisei yidra menafshu kilu b'chol yom ha'yom Hashem yoshev akisei l'mishpat. V'chulu. That is the gorgeous part of the Klei Yakar right here, quoted by many. We continue now with the Sefer HaChinuch. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas? Masha Amru. Shem lo matzu chadash aviyo min ha'aliyah. If you don't find chadash, you can bring from elsewhere. V'chulu. And where is the preparation done? There are details. Where do you do the kneading? Where do you do the baking? Where do you do the setting? V'nafiyasun docha yantif. As we said before, the afiyah is not docha Shabbos or yantif. And then he says, Hanafas halechem im shnei kivsei shlamim ha'isanasis bodem chayim. One of the only karbanos that are waved alive. Others, all shlamims have tznufa, but that's waved after the animal is shechted. When it comes to the kivsei atzeres, these sheep with the lechem, they are waved while the animal is alive. Imagine the kohen picking up the animal. He picks up the sheep along with the sheep lechem, and he waves it in all the directions, just like we wave a lulav. What happens after he does that? The kohen gadol no tel achas menakikaros. The halacha is that a kohen gadol gets one, and the other one is split up, l'chol ha-mishmaros. Again, l'chol ha-mishmaros, not the mishmar ha-kavua for that day, because this seems to be a karban achag. V'nohagas mitzvah b'zacharim, this mitzvah applies by males, as we said earlier. The Meshech Chachma here also mentions that the shtei ha-lechem have to be shalem. If it's not shalem, it's not called a lechem. That's the Meshech Chachma, and he said it's alluded to in the world, tamimos. It's alluded to in the pasuk that says, The tamimim is not just going on the kvasim. We always need animals without bali mumim. It's also going on the lechem. Tamimim is also going on that. They have to be whole. Again, the fact that a lechem is only called a lechem when it's whole, not only comes up here, but obviously comes up elsewhere. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin discusses making a bracha on a shalem. We know in Hilchos Shabbos, lechem mishnah, it has to be on a shalem. There's interesting discussions within lechem mishnah, just to mention two tshuvas. There's an interesting chasam sofer in Chelek Aleph, Siman Mem Zayin, where he says, he quotes, and he argues with, but he quotes a sefer Minchas Yaakov, which suggests maybe 1.5 is good enough. Because the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas that 1.5 mishmaros could be called mishmaros in plural. So maybe 1.5 chalas could be called 2 chalas. That's a suggestion. The Chassam Sofer doesn't like it, number one. Number two, the other important shuv is the Meshev Dover, the Netziv, in Simon Chaf Aleph, in Chelek Aleph. He was asked by his son that sometimes they come into Shalos Shudas and there aren't 2 chalas. So there's one whole one. Is it better to, let's say, by Shalos Shudas, to have one whole one or to cut it in half and then make a motzi on the two pieces? Because if you only have 2 pieces, you don't have any holes, so take 2 pieces. You don't have any holes. But if you only have one whole one, so the Siv says, it depends, this is his Chiddush, it depends how it's bala fanecha. If you come to the table and it's whole, don't cut it. It's a bigger adifus to make a bracha on a shalem, and that's good enough for the Kavanah Mitzvah. But if you're not there yet, and it's 2 pieces, if it's 2 pieces before you come, then you can use it as 2 pieces. But you shouldn't cut it and make it into 2 pieces. That's the Simon Chafal, and he explains there, you can look, that's why, possibly why we break the matzah earlier in the Haggadah, Yachatz. Anyway, he talked, that's his issue in Simon Chafal. Okay, there's a lot more here. But we will stop and we'll continue more about the Yontif Shavuos, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days next week. And Baruch Hashem, we are now in the second half of the 613 mitzvos.